Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. Oh, what, this sounds good. This looks good. The graphs, the lines, everything's looking pretty smooth. I got to take a nap, so let's get through this. I have to fly to Las Vegas tonight because I'm at the Rio, at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio, tomorrow night through Sunday. So I have a late flight tonight. I get in late. There's no good movies to download onto my phone. I would have done that a lot earlier. You know what I mean? Or on my iPad. Oh, that's what I should do. Download a movie onto my iPad. I wonder if it'll download by the time I leave. Nice little movie to watch on the plane, huh? You ever do that?
No.
You don't do that when you're in first class? Watch the movies? Because they're always horrible. It's always like some, like, you know, Magic Mike type movie or, you know, some dumb movie. It's never anything good that I like. I mean, I've watched movies on planes.
I mean, I watched Magic Mike like 5 times, you know, but I didn't enjoy it.
Okay, let's welcome my co-host, Bonnie McFarlane. Welcome to
thanks for having me.
My Wife Hates Me podcast. It's going to be tough to follow last week's podcast.
It was why? It wasn't good, was it?
Yeah, the last 4 have been, you know.
Oh, jeez.
We haven't done any Patreon, but look, if you're supporting us on Patreon, what you're doing is supporting this podcast. You know what I mean? You're supporting this podcast. So if you stay with us on Patreon, thank you. If you don't, we understand a lot of people just like free stuff in life, you know. But if you want to keep the $5 or $10 donation towards what we're doing here, what we've been doing here for 6 years.
Keeping the lights on in here. So helping us keep the lights on, keep the electricity going so we can bring more podcasts to you. Isn't that right, Rich Voss? We're bringing
I have to, in comedy, start branching out and doing, besides comedy clubs, you know, find rock clubs and bars like those other comics do. You gotta find different avenues and venues to perform. Not only to break up the monotony, but to have more of a variation and more of a different venues to choose from. Like I know Todd Barry and Stanhope and all these other comics do these, like, places on the road. DeRosa, he'll go on tour and probably not even go into one comedy club. I mean, he does comedy clubs, but he'll do these tours of these cool places. I think I should start trying to do that. Or get somebody to do it for me. I don't really want to do it myself. I don't want to do the research. I texted my manager today about club work. He didn't get back. But he will. I'm sure he's busy. He could be flying to L.A. for all I know. You know what I mean? Managers do that a lot. They fly to L.A. When they go back, when they don't get back to you, they go, yep, it's headed to L.A. You know, if they get back to you, they go, got to run, headed to L.A. They always use L.A. Hey, got to go, headed to the coast. You're on a coast. Nope, got to go to the other coast. Okay, I get it. All right, oh, wait, look at that. Oh, guess who just got back to me? Nike. Nike got back to me. Okay, you want to get going? You want to? Oh, and I also got a text. Who did I get it from? Oh, I got a deal. Okay, I got my confirmation number at the Rio Hotel tonight when I'm checking in. VIP is closed, so I got to stand online with the common folk. I don't like that. You know what I mean? I go right straight to VIP. You know, when I do casinos, I head right to VIP. Boom, check me in. I head to my room. I unpack. I have a system. I have a system. I unpack. I usually unpack my computer bag first. Then I do the clothes. Hang them up. Put the stuff in the drawer. And head down to Sue Craps. But not tonight. And I also, tomorrow, I'm not going to play golf. I'm going to head to the supermarket and get my supplies for the week. That's what I do. I mean, there is a cafeteria there, but it's a pain in the neck. You'd rather have supplies in your room. I got my single George Foreman turkey burger maker, so that ought to get me through a couple of days. All right, let's get going. Anything you want to say or talk about?
I'm amazed. I was like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Let's just see. I was like renaming the podcast, Rich Voss Talks to Himself. You might just want to do this by yourself.
No, I mean,
my God, Rich, do you honestly believe people think that's interesting? That how long have we been doing the podcast?
5 minutes and 10 seconds.
5 minutes and 10 seconds you babbled about nothing. Not one interesting tidbit.
Are you kidding me?
Interesting tidbit that they might have walked away with is that you said this at one point. Managers, they're busy. What? Do you have any insights into anything? I mean, what makes you think you should have a podcast? I'd like to know. The only interesting thing was I could see people going like, oh, a single maker, George Foreman. Huh, I wonder what that is. And that's literally the only possible interesting thing that could...
Oh, really? Talking about doing other venues, maybe doing some
rock
clubs?
Who gives a shit? Who do you think you're talking to?
To people that would go to those places.
No.
People are sitting there going, I don't want to go to a comedy club.
I am in the business. And I'm in the business of you making money, in fact. And it still wasn't interesting to me.
Ah, well, see, but you're not that type of person. There's people out there going...
What is that? What type of person is that?
The person that doesn't want to go to a comedy club, that wants to go to a rock club or to a you know...
I'd rather stand and watch comedy. You know what I like? The horribleness of going to a rock club without actually listening to music. Like, who wants to stand for an hour and a half watching comedy?
No, you don't have
comedy
to stand. Sometimes they set up seats.
Is it a folding chair? Is it a folding chair? I love a comedy in a folding chair. Boy, nothing better than looking down into your audience and sitting in folding chairs. You know you made it when...
Does it matter what chairs they're in?
I'm just saying, it was literally like, I mean... If these are the thoughts you have before you go to bed, even, I'm like, wow. Well, I mean,
I gave you that hat.
Another interesting tidbit from Rich Voss.
It's a cool hat. I when I gave you that hat, I'm going, because I love her so much, because this would have been my favorite hat. That would have been my favorite hat, but I gave it to you. And I will take a picture of the hat and put it out on Patreon, if we still did Patreon, but we don't do it anymore, so you won't be able to see it. But it's a microphone, but it's the stitching and the black, and the back has one of those clip backs, right? Which it's my favorite. Oh, God. Where did we get that hat from? So I can get another one for myself. What?
Should I go? Are you done?
Yes.
I'm just, I realize now.
What?
I forget all the time. I do this and I say, oh, he fell for it again. He has no learning curve.
What do you mean learning curve? What do I got to learn?
I just finished saying how boring your fucking thoughts are. And you just didn't, it, what happens in that brain of yours that you're like, oh, boring thoughts? Huh. You haven't seen nothing yet. I'm going to describe your hat.
People want to see the hat now. They want to see what
people
I gave you.
Are no, that's what not true.
Oh, let's talk about the midterms. We've heard enough about the midterms.
Okay, there's other things. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. The two topics that we're allowed to cover here are midterms and hats. So I guess.
Yes, I'm just saying. Do you like that hat? Is that your favorite hat? Tell the truth. No! Don't rip it! What are you doing? Oh, see, look at you've worn the shit out of this hat. Yeah, that's your favorite hat. Do you wear this to CrossFit?
Oh my God!
Is this the hat you wear to CrossFit?
Oh,
I know why you
God.
Wear this to CrossFit. People go, oh, look in the microphone.
Well, because when I wore my Artie Lang hat, people would be like, oh, I love that Artie Lang.
I just offered you a brand new hat yesterday. It's right there, the Casino Queen hat. You could have more than
hats
two hats.
Hats off to this podcast.
You could have more than two hats.
This is
I got
a
about,
fantastic. This is a two hat podcast right here. Rich is wearing his hat backwards. Should I just go for it?
No.
If you can't beat him, join him.
I got 30
Rich
hats.
Rich loves to wear his hat backwards. He looks to me always like he's just auditioned for a boy band. I think that you and Bobby Kelly should do a short film in which you go undercover in a high school and you just dress like you both dress. That's it. There's no difference. That's Kate laughing in the background. And you just like, hey, you just pretend you're in high school. Hey, I hipped you to that or whatever you think is cool to say.
Yeah, I would say that. I would say, hey, man, check out my new Champion sweatshirt. I just found out Champions are in style and I bought one. And Bonnie said I bought the wrong one. How can you buy the wrong one? It says Champion, so it's in style. I don't know.
I take it back. You know everything about fashion. In fact, yesterday, we quizzed you, Kate and I, on everything. You said you know
on everything.
You said, I know everything about everything. Please quiz me. Now, I'm going to ask you the questions we asked you yesterday and see if you took any of that in. Because, of course, as we know, no learning curve. Okay.
Oh, before we do
141
IQ.
Before we do it. You know what you should start telling people? Because you have a 141 IQ.
Yeah.
Completely unused.
Why don't you admit?
Like new.
Okay, why don't you admit?
And why don't I admit what?
Then we can move on. That's your favorite hat.
I love this hat. Thank you so much. I just want to tell everyone out there that if you see me in this hat, it's...
one with the microphone.
Don't give me the credit. Give my husband the credit. He was the one who... He looked at this hat. He said, this is a good hat. I could keep this for myself. But you know what? I love my wife. I know she'll like this hat. I'm going to give her this hat. And, you know, I wake up every single morning questioning my marriage. And then I remember the hat. I say, you know what? It's worth it.
Yep. I think I got it at a festival.
I hope you list the different festivals that it could have been. Because that's... That's what you do best is list things.
Could have been at South by
Southwest.
Do you want
to do the quiz or not?
I'll do whatever you want.
What is a cis male? That was one of the questions we asked you yesterday. What is a cis male?
Huh? A cis male?
Remember, Raina got it right away. Raina knew it immediately.
Oh, I
try to remember what Raina said. 141 IQ, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a male that does not identify as a male. He identifies as a person.
As we all should. It is a person who is born in the right body.
Yeah.
So somebody who is born male and identifies as
that's
male.
That's what I'm saying.
Or born female. Oh, a cis male is born male and identifies
yes,
as male.
That's what I said.
No, that's not. That's actually not what you said. But maybe on the third try... You'll get it right. What does it mean when a woman has agency? When they say, this woman has agency, what does that mean?
determination and motivation and self-worth.
It's not bad. Not bad. Close. Yeah. Yeah. She's empowered by her own thoughts. She's doing things that she wants to be doing.
Yeah.
She's making her own choices.
I got that right.
Okay. I'll give it to you.
1 out of 2. Let's stop. 500.
1 out of 2. These were questions he was asked yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. What was it? Do you remember the other questions, Kate?
Oh, she asked me the questions yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. She's the one who asked me them.
Wait. Oh, what does intersectional mean? Intersectional.
I don't. Somebody who just identifies as a whole, as one, as they're not sexual whatsoever. They abstain from sex.
What? They're asexual?
That would be asexual, not intersexual.
It's not intersexual. It's intersectional.
Intersectional. Like a sofa. Oh, intersectional.
Yeah.
Intersectional.
Yeah, what does intersectional mean? Intersectional.
What does that mean? Intersectional means... I know. Intersectional means that...
By the way, he got these all wrong yesterday, and after every time he got them wrong, he'd say, I know everything about everything. Ask me something else.
No.
I know everything about
everything. Intersectional means if you're...
Do you know the other one?
No, hold on. I know it.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
It means you don't mind... being mobile, but you'd rather be planted in one place.
Intersectional.
As a female.
It means that even though you're fighting for your own cause, you
I know what it is. I know what it is. Stop. I was making a joke on that one.
Yeah, no, you knew.
You're a woman and you're a feminist and you believe in feminism and women rights, you still stand up for LBG rights or whatever, racial rights.
Racial rights. I've never heard it called that.
Or Negro rights. Or,
stop it, Rich.
What? You know. I'm just saying.
Please.
Racial rights or,
no,
or people.
What is it
gay
called?
Rights or.
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, well, yeah, but that's only a section of that. That doesn't mean... You're talking about just rights for minorities. It doesn't have to be Black Lives Matter.
It means that they all somehow
are
working.
Yes.
They're intersecting.
They work together.
You can't keep one group down and try to get another group up.
Together,
they're intersectional.
To fight the patriotism.
What?
The patriarch.
Okay.
The patriarch.
What is the patriarchy?
What is the patriarchy?
Yeah.
The white infrastructure that's been running this country for years.
And they are what gender?
Some are male, but they don't identify that way.
Well, patriarchy actually stands for male.
Yes, the white male that have been, not the Jewish male, the white male. Remember that. The patriarchy.
Well...
They weren't Jews. They're white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, or Catholic.
Well, I'm sure there's Jews in part of the patriarchy.
A couple of them, like 4. Mm. So far, I'm knocking these out of the box.
If you're a billionaire, you're part of the patriarchy.
No, not if you're donating. No, because somebody like Bill Gates or George Soros or whatever, they donate, they give their money away, they have programs.
Barely.
So no, don't say barely. You don't know that. That's not true.
They pay taxes. They give away a lot more.
Yeah. Well, but they give. People that give are part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Billionaires cost this country money. They cost you and I money. Well, they're like a vacuum sucking up all the money.
Not if they give it back. Not if they're giving back into
the system.
They
give it back? They give it back how? They give it back in little drips and drabs. And then they everybody holds them up and goes, look at how amazing they are. They just stole from you and then gave it back by a little bit.
You don't know. Don't think you're some, you're with some radical group, Oh, what are you, the new Patty Hearst?
What is she? She wasn't. What?
She was kidnapped and became a radical. Became, part of the group, the Sibonese Liberation Army that kidnapped her. And she
what did they stand for?
Anti-America, anti-establishment. Wait, what was the name of that group? Liberation Army.
Was PLU?
No, the Sibonese. What's it called? Can you look that up, please? I think it was. I don't know, it was so long ago, but after she was captured, she became, almost like part of them, like some Stockholm syndrome, and you saw her robbing banks with them. This is Patty Hearst, from Hearst Publishing.
I know, yeah, so
Sibonese Liberation Army.
She was going against her own self-interests in order to help other people?
Well, after she was kidnapped. But who knows if that kidnap was real? Maybe she... Said, maybe she just wanted to be part of the group and say, hey, let's,
Did people think the kidnap was real or not real?
It was so long ago, I couldn't remember.
But you know what's appealing?
What's that?
Is that at some point you did learn things.
Yeah.
What year did it stop?
When I met you and you started just soaking all the energy out of me.
Oh, I'm like a billionaire?
Yeah.
But with energy?
What? Can you find out? Why are you making noises like that?
I'm so sucking up all the energy.
Oh. This is how lazy Raina is. There's a big hunk of clay. I said, put that away. She said, I'm doing an experiment. I'm letting it get hard.
You fell for it.
I go, well, then just put it in a shape so it's like an elephant or something. No, just like that. I'm doing an experiment. What a slickster. So far, I'm knocking yours out of the box. Did you find out who kidnapped Patty Hearst?
I thought you knew everything about everything.
I'm just trying to get the name right.
But wouldn't you know it if you know everything about everything?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you know it?
SLA. It was the SLA.
Symbionese.
Huh?
You had it right. Symbionese.
Sibonese Liberation Army. All right, go ahead.
What did they stand for, Kate?
They were anti-establishment.
Alexa.
But it was, what's his
book?
The creepy dude.
Oh, wait, stop talking, Kate. Stop. Alexa, what did the Sibonese Army stand for?
70s is usually defined as the decade from 1970 to 1970 or more. Alternatively,
stop.
Time of life between 70
Shut up, Alexa.
I'll do it. You didn't do right. Alexa.
You didn't do right.
What did the Sibonese Liberation Army stand for?
Army is usually defined as a permanent organization of the
Alexa,
land forces.
You fucking idiot.
Alexa, who kidnapped Patty Hearst? Alexa, who kidnapped Patty Hearst?
Patty Hearst's kidnapper is Sibonese Liberation Army.
And what did they stand for? Alexa, and what did they stand for?
They, a class of objects.
Oh, my God.
She's the dumbest.
American left-wing militant organization active between 1973 and 75 that considered itself a vanguard army. The group committed bank robberies, two murders, and other acts of violence. But for what? Anti-racism, anti-capitalism, the new left.
Anti-establishment.
Doesn't sound
basically
that bad.
What I said. Yeah, two murders in Jersey. I think that was in Jersey. That was
the How two many murders are we going to need to do?
Oh, that was the two state troopers.
They're like
I wonder if that was Joanne Chesmart.
Right?
No, I wonder if that was Joanne Chesmart. Alexa, was Joanne Chesmart a member of the Sibonese Liberation Army?
He won't say it correctly.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
It's Sibonese.
Symbionese. Alexa, was
murder of Oakland school superintendent, kidnapping of Patty Hearst,
Oh.
Bank robbery. They shot up a...
Oh, she was a
Mel's
panther.
Sporting Goods.
California's Wikipedia page.
Shut up.
Oakland Unified School District.
Alexa, shut up.
She was only 19.
Yeah.
No, Hearst in an audio tape message delivered regional news to regional news media announced that she had joined the SLA. Hearst later said that members of the terrorist group threatened to kill her and held her in close confinement and sexually assaulted and brainwashed her.
Joanne Chesmont was a black
panther. In 2017, all but one of the surviving SLA members have been released from prison. They're out. Let's talk to them. Angela Atwood, Emily Harris, Joe Romero. Okay.
All right. So, as you could see, I did pretty well on your quiz.
Oh, one more. Blue No Matter Who.
What's that?
Blue No Matter Who.
Blue No Matter Who? Blue Group. Go see them.
You don't know what that means?
What?
Blue No Matter Who?
Yes. Blue No Matter Who. Did you make that up?
Yesterday we asked you this. This was the first question we asked you.
No.
Yes.
Blue No Matter Who. Who?
It means people want you to vote blue down the line, regardless of who is running.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Blue No Matter Who. I voted today, folks. Did my mail-in ballot. Went down. Went to Somerville. Went to the courthouse. Mailed it.
Did you do Blue No Matter Who?
You don't tell people what you do. Oh. But let me tell you, people will be happy with me.
Depends what people.
I do what you got.
I'm happy with you.
No, you don't know what I did.
You
You're happy with me because last night.
Come on.
What? Oh, because Kate's here?
Stop it.
All right, relax. We're adults. Tore that box up last night, huh, baby?
If you fucked a box, that's on you, man. I had nothing to do with it.
I didn't say anything about sex. I ripped the boxes up that my sneakers came in.
I was
in.
Recycling, everybody.
All right, let's do it. We got two reads. Do you have them?
No, you're going to give them to me on that phone.
Let's look them out. Two reads a week now. We're on fire, folks.
This has not been an interesting podcast.
Oh, this
you
is.
Got to pick it
okay,
up.
Okay, we'll pick it up. But
you got to talk about something interesting. You can't. You don't want to talk about your voting. That's fine.
You don't. You're not supposed
voting.
To do that.
Okay. Well, then, like, what's something you read in the
Here
news?
They are. Do one at a time. See how you do it.
I'll tell you something I read in the news.
Okay. Then
this
you tell
guy
us.
Was.
Well, do the read first.
Was I will do the read. Let me just. This guy, 8 years ago, his friends dared him to eat a slug. He ate it. Went into a coma for 420 days, woke up, whatever, he was paralyzed, a bit of brain damage. For 8 years, he struggled to stay alive, and he died just very recently from eating a slug. Isn't that dumb? Kids are so dumb.
How do you know it's from a slug? Maybe something else was wrong with him.
Yeah, you're probably right, Rich. When doctors just go, is it possible he ate a slug or something? I don't know what it is. Yeah, I guess that's it.
What?
Look up the article. It's like,
why did he? What killed him from the slug? You got to cook slugs.
It's some kind of. It was like some. The slug had eaten rat shit.
Oh, there you go.
Which had some kind of.
What's on the cans?
Every day, guys, most people put on clean underwear. They don't think about what they're doing. They just grab something and they go about their day. Do you, Rich, every day?
Yeah,
put on
of course.
Clean underwear?
Of course.
You joke that you have the...
I clean underwear. There's no reason to go further. I you know what? Even, whatever, it's always clean underwear. On the road, if I run out, I'll go buy new underwear.
Well, now you won't have to because you're going to do this. Something that gets the job done but doesn't look good or really feel very comfortable. But with the help of our sponsor, Mack Weldon, and a special 20% off deal with promo code WIFE, W-I-F-E, you can get comfort, style, and and convenience for a great price. Mack Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now. They are premium. They're a men's brand with a smart design and a very comfortable fabric. No more tidy whities, no more ill-fitting boxer shorts, just comfort and style with everything they offer. Mack Weldon promises they'll be the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants that you will ever wear. Check out MackWeldon.com and start exploring. It's easy and it ships right to your door. You'll get 20% off your first order when you use the promo code WIFE, W-I-F-E. That's a lot, 20%. And if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it and they will still refund you. No questions asked.
That means it's got to be great.
I mean, that means people aren't going to try to get away with something.
That means it's good if you're going to do that guarantee.
Not only does Mack Weldon's underwear, socks, and shirts look good, they perform well, too. It's good for working out, going to work, going out on dates, just everyday life. They even have a line of silver underwear and shirts that naturally eliminates odors. Are you kidding me? That seems like so sci-fi. It's MackWeldon.com, and you'll get 20% off your first order when you use the promo code WIFE, W-I-F-E. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code W-I-F-E, for clothing that's comfortable, convenient, and stylish.
Okay, want to do the second read and get it over with?
I guess.
All right, do it. Let's do it. This is an intense podcast. People don't want, they want to...
Well, this is something that you actually do. You started doing this. A one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do that, right? You got Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED. It's a well-known generic equivalent to name-brand prescriptions to help you combat ED. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Prescription solutions backed by science. One ED pill starting with a V just came off our patent on December 11th. That's a game changer. Well, that's amazing. That's the real deal. No waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines. Save hours by going to forhims.com. That's forhims.com. It's so easy. Answer a few quick questions and chat with a doctor for a confidential review. You would love this because you love talking to doctors. Products are shipped directly to your door. Severe ED isn't just an issue for rich older guys in bathtubs. Do rich older guys do bath? Is that like a thing?
What?
Rich older guys like hang out in bathtubs? Didn't know that. Listen, ED affects men in their 30s and 40s too. Being your best means performing your best. It's erectile without the dysfunction. Hard made easy. Say hello to my little friend. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. Go to Hims.com/wife5. That's forhims.com/wife5. For Hims.com/WIFE5.
Fantastic.
That's great. Good.
Yeah.
Now, what do you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about? It's always what I want to talk about. What do you want to talk about? You have all the issues.
Well, I brought up this crazy story. You seem to have
nothing. What about the slugs?
Nothing to weigh in on it.
Well, kids are stupid. Who eats?
They dared a kid to eat a slug.
How long was he in a coma for? 4 years?
420 days.
Oh, it's a little over a year.
Yeah.
And then he just died?
No. Took him 8 years to die.
Well, he was in a coma, and then he got out of the coma, and was he a vegetable after that or something? Like, you know,
no, he was in a wheelchair to get around. He was paralyzed from the neck down.
Are you kidding me?
No, not kidding you. And then
he
had a lot of complications over the years and eventually succumbed to it. Took 8 years.
It's sad.
Fought hard. All because his friends were like, eat a slug. Don't do it. Is that disgusting? It's just, and also, I don't mean to be mean, but like the parents have to constantly be like, my son died. How? Nada slug.
No, they would just say the disease. And it's from rats. I'm telling you, fucking rats. They got to do something about the rat epidemic in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? New York.
How about a wall?
I fucking was in New York the other night over, you know, across the street from the Village Underground where the basketball courts are.
Mm-hmm.
There's like garbage all over the place there.
Every time I get in my car, I'm like, I know a rat's going to run around.
There's rats all. There was rats. I saw a big rat there.
Ugh.
A big one. It's by the basketball courts because the garbage cans just fill up all day. And
I know.
And
there's overflowing and the garbage is down the streets.
Ugh. There was a McDonald's Playland over on the corner there. You know there was tons of rats in there. Next to McDonald's in New York. Fucking rats. Ugh.
I know. Why do we eat there?
I don't eat there at McDonald's.
No, in New York.
Oh, anywhere in New York. I know. Anywhere. I gotta say, anywhere.
I can't eat at the D&D in New York because I saw that video once.
Oh, yeah. Too many. The D&D rat video. I'll get coffee at D&D.
I won't even do it.
I'll get coffee.
I mean, I don't know why. I think I'm sure they're running around in Starbucks too, but I didn't see that video.
Yeah. I mean, wherever you go.
Well, you love pointing out rats.
Yeah.
You love. We call you the joy killers. We did last week, right?
Yeah.
And you still are the joy killer, right?
I always will be.
No matter if somebody's having a good time, you'll point out a rat or you'll tell...
Like at that restaurant.
Tell people... One time we were at a restaurant. This was before we got married. We were dating... This might have been one of our first actual... Well, we'd been seeing each other for a little while, but... It was after Last Comic Standing. It was after Last Comic Standing taping. And you were going to take me to this fantastic restaurant that
great.
You knew about.
It's a good restaurant.
I believe I'd been there one other time. What was it called? Blue something?
Blue something.
And
Blue Ribbon, maybe? Downtown.
We go in. They knew who you were. That had to have felt good at that moment.
Everywhere I go, people know where I am. Who I am. You hear what I said first? I said, everywhere I go, people know where I am because I'm where I went. But everywhere I go, people, someone knows who I am. Do you agree with that? Everywhere me and you go together, somebody knows who I am. Can you name one place me and you went together that someone didn't know who I was?
Yeah.
Where?
Lots of places.
Name one that me and you were together and someone didn't know who I was.
A Walmart.
You're so stupid. You're the person. Me and you went together. Somebody knows who I am. You, at least you are that person. Get it? You're so stupid. You couldn't even get the riddle.
You got me. You got me.
Oh, man, does that make me feel good.
141 IQ, ladies and gentlemen.
Everywhere. Here's how I said it to her. I went everywhere.
They're listening. They're listening.
Nah, they got to hear this again. Everywhere you and I go together, someone knows who I am. No. Where? A Walmart. A Walmart. God, you're so
dumb. Well, first you were like, wherever I go, people know where I am.
Yeah, well, I made that mistake. That was my mistake. You should have jumped on that and made fun of me.
If you're going to do the gum, you know, back away from the mic.
All
no,
good.
Why would you go into the mic?
To let people know it's all done. I was going to
say. Okay, so we go to this restaurant.
Yeah, and I saw a rat outside.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Can I tell the story?
Yeah.
Or you want to embellish?
You don't remember?
No, you didn't. You go
in. I have in that area seen them then.
Okay, maybe you have. We go into this restaurant. It's a very high-end restaurant.
It's not high-end. It's
just
kind of hip.
It was a pretty expensive restaurant.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Oh, my God. Something's wrong with you. We go in. We sit down. The waiter comes by. The tables are very tight together. It's packed in there. It's like people are squeezed in. And you said...
And there's always celebrities there.
you said to the guy, you go, now you're pretty close to this
alleyway there.
Alley. And I knew where you were going with it. And I was like, you were talking loud. The guy was like, what? And you're like, I'm just wondering if you get a lot, like if there's a lot of, and I'm like, no. It was like in slow motion. No.
Oh, I hate when people do slow motion.
No.
Oh, God, it lasts forever.
Oh, I'm sorry. Really?
What?
Did you or did you not talk for full 5.5 minutes before you even looked over and realized I hadn't said a word? But I just said no for, I think, 7 seconds. And you were like, oh, my God.
Oh, wait. What happened to this? What is this?
See, every time.
Look at that. GarageBand has detected feedback.
Well, then there's fucking feedback.
Monitor. What's...
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, every single fucking...
No feedback protection. Wait, look at this. Mute your speakers while you record to put a monitor on. Lets you hear your performance while you record. No feedback. Lets you hear your performance while you record each time feedback. Look at this. It just came up and it stopped. What is it? This never came up. You have 3 choices. Mute your speakers while you record to prevent feedback.
So do it.
Oh, it's back. All right, go ahead. Where were we at when that just... It just came up out of nowhere. Why does stuff come up out of nowhere on when we're doing this? I'm not some...
I'm going to just tell you guys something, and I've just made this decision right now. This is the last one I'm doing. This is it.
The last what? Decision?
This is the last podcast
we're
doing. Yes, it is.
No.
Because you know why? I can't take it. You never know what's going on.
I do. That just
happened. It just happened, but
that's,
you still don't know.
That's never happened before.
You have zero skills at this.
I have a lot of skills. It never happened before.
God.
That just popped up. Well, it's just like if you were on a computer.
But it's not fun doing it with you because when you're talking to you, you just have no interest in listening to anyone else.
I do.
You babble on for 5 minutes at a time without, like, and then I unpack when I get in. I put my suitcase on the bed.
No, I put it on one of those stands.
And I start taking my clothes. Now, when I pack very carefully.
I'm perfect.
I mean,
have you ever seen anybody pack as good as me?
Is it, what do you think it is that you're that interested? Do you think like, gosh, these people probably want to know every little thing about me. I can't believe you're not doing selfies on Instagram all the time. You think you'd love that. Why don't you take a picture of your suitcase? I mean, you could really be showing people your life.
I pack. If you can tell me someone that can pack
if
better.
If you can. Listen to me.
Who can
listen
pack better
to
me,
than me? Bonnie. If you talk about packing anymore, I'm gonna go over my last 7 parking spots.
Where you parked at or how you parked?
So I was driving around, like I went around the block twice, and then I was like, "Ah, is that too small?" Then I pulled up, and I was like, "I think it's too small."
Yeah,
then
I hate that.
And then I said, "You know what? Go for it. Don't be afraid."
Yeah.
I say to myself, "Go, turn hard, go slow."
Yep.
That's my motto. That's my method. Don't care about people behind me honking, trying to
get
by. Fuck
them. There's a spot in New York. You're talking about New York,
I let
right?
my bumper hit their bumper very gently.
Yeah.
Then I go forward. Then I let my bumper hit their bumper just gently. Then I crank the wheel real hard, let out slow. Turn the wheel again because you got to straighten it out. And then park. And then I always leave a little more room on the top than the back. I don't know why. I just do it that way.
Well,
that's how I do it.
Well, because it's easier to get out when you leave a little more room
on
the front.
Another time, I was like driving around. I said, this looks like a bus lane, but... I see that there's a parking thing here.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going
to... Are these all in New York?
Every single one of them is in New York.
Yeah. See, because parking's crazy there. You know, and...
Sometimes I do Spot Hero. And then last time I did Spot Hero, I go down. It's so far down into the...
I know which one.
Very narrow.
I know which one.
It's like you get the bends going down in there, you know.
I know which one.
One wrong move, you're going to hit the wall.
You got to be so careful.
And people do. You see along the side.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is why it's not good to do a podcast with you.
Why?
Because you're getting excited that I'm doing. But oh, good, she's being more boring than me.
No, because I do Spot Hero too, and I go through what you're going through.
Okay, clearly you don't. Shouldn't have a podcast.
I hipped you to Spot Hero. Remember? Remember? The best parking app. I hipped you to that. That's all right. I don't need to take credit for everything, but huh? How many times has Spot Hero saved a night? How many times do you think?
I think we're done.
No, we're not done.
I think we are. I mean, we can't. Like, listen, at some point, it's just torturing people.
Let's be real.
It's not fun, you know? It's like they're just sitting there like, what am I doing with my life?
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, they're like, it's like they don't have the balls to fucking self-flagellate or whatever it's called.
What does that mean?
When they, you know, the Catholics, they hit themselves with the thing.
No, what thing?
They make themselves bleed.
Oh.
They hit themselves. You've seen it in movies. They got like a whip, and then they kneel down in front of their bed, and then they take off their shirt, and they hit themselves with
That's
it.
That's S&M.
No, it's Catholicism.
Same thing, right? Okay, here's the story.
Anyway, I'm saying my thing is that these people don't have the balls to do that, so instead they listen to our podcast, and you're like, oh, okay, here's the thing. It's raining. Now, is it raining hard? I wonder how hard is that rain coming down? Now, the precipitation. Oh, no, you wouldn't know that word.
I know every word.
I know every word there is, except precipitation.
Oh, really? Is that how I talk, you fucking idiot?
Oh, am I the fucking idiot?
You are an idiot.
Oh, that hurt my feelings.
Oh, you didn't hurt my feelings. Did you read the story?
You're one of the wittiest people I've ever met. Listen to this exchange. I want you to go home now and re-listen to this exchange.
What are you? Oh, you fucking idiot.
Really? It's 141 IQ. Come see my show.
I'm funny. I kill
it. Wednesday, which is 2 days from now.
No. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Oh, my God. The man who loves to argue.
You're right. I'll give you that one.
Wednesday night in New Brunswick at the Stress Factory. It's our third show.
They're good
Secret
shows.
Handshake show. They're great shows. So
they're
go
good.
Get tickets. Only $10, and you can see great comics. Mike Vecchione is there. Justin Silver is there. And Allie Mae, me, others. Are you coming? No, you're going to be away. But
in Vegas.
Yeah.
Tuesday through Sunday.
It's the first Wednesday of every month. Believe it or not, tomorrow is the first Wednesday.
Did you watch the clip of of Pete Davidson doing
No, I didn't see
Weekend
it.
Update?
No. Oh. No. Nope. But thanks for bringing that up. I'm also going to be in Chicago December 22nd at North Bar. I know you hate when other people
I'm
talk.
Not, I'm not.
Oh, yeah,
that,
I just
no.
saw a hard eye roll.
I didn't hard do a hard eye roll. I was mad that you talked about the people you said. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
Then we can't talk about it.
Oh, it's just, it's who knows if it's offensive or not.
I saw it.
That he made fun of Republicans, so of course Republicans are outraged. If he'd made fun of Democrats, Democrats would be outraged. Nobody really cares what was actually said, if it was offensive or not. So I'm tired of that shit.
Me too.
Oh, well, look at then I've changed my answer.
Me too.
Hashtag.
Whatever you think, I think.
Then I'll be in Edmonton November 14th through 17th at the Comic Strip in West Edmonton Mall. So please come to me. I never come to Canada. I never, ever do it. This is so rare.
Yeah, take advantage of it.
Because the flights are
hometown
too fucking expensive.
Hometown girl.
But I'm doing it. So
hometown
Chicago,
girl.
November 22nd. I mean, December 22nd.
Uh-huh.
West Edmonton Mall. November 14th to 17th.
All right. This week, I'll be at the Rio in Las Vegas. November 16th is a private show. November 17th, Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie, is that how you say it?
Poughkeepsie. And then please go to richvoss.com for all my dates. I have a lot of... Oh, Thanksgiving weekend, Comedy Connection, Rhode Island. Rhode Island,
when
baby.
Is Thanksgiving?
On a Thursday.
November what?
I think it's the 22nd.
I have a show the 22nd.
No, you
Did
don't.
I book a show?
Not on Thanksgiving. Nothing's doing. No one's doing shows on Thanksgiving.
That seems dumb, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I booked a show. I better check it out.
I don't think you did. Where would you book it?
I don't know. Who knows? I just say yes just randomly.
Folks, thank you for listening to the best podcast.
From this house.
Out, no. Anywhere on this planet.
With the smartest man in the world, Rich Voss.
Stay on Patreon.
Knows everything about everything.
Stay on Patreon. Help support us for this podcast.
Bye.
Are you done, Bonnie?
Yeah.
What do you want to call this one before I hang up?
Then I name it.
Oh, okay. I'll hang up. Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.